Since you joined P&G in 1977, how has the marketplace changed?
First, the power has shifted from the manufacturer and the retailer to the consumer. Consumers are now the boss. The marketplace is pretty transparent. It is a great time to be a consumer. Second, the choice of retail experiences is greater. When I was growing up, there was a Woolworths, a Grand Union, and maybe a corner drugstore. Now consider all the choices we have in retail format and experience. In our industry, it is very Darwinian. The successful retailers are winning big, and the weak retailers are going bankrupt. There is a concentration of retailing power. Third, innovation, including design, is increasingly important because technologies can be copied so easily. When I joined P&G, if we had a new technology, we could ride it for a decade and be pretty sure that our competitors would not be able to imitate it or come close to it. In today's global marketplace, your competitor can get hold of or copy the technology quickly. What really differentiates you in the end is the design and the brand. So while we have improved Tide 50 or so times in 50 years, with new chemistry and technologies, what has built the promise and trust is the Tide brand and design equity.
Does P&G have any sort of environmental philosophy?
We have a sustainability strategy, which is posted on our website. We are leaders in that area, and we definitely pay a lot of attention to the recyclability of our packaging, for example.
How large is your in-house design staff?
We have about 80 inside designers. About a third to a half of them we hired from outside design agencies and great design programs. We are also using more outside design agencies than we ever have before. Most of the best ones in the world.
Why are you using a mix of inside and outside designers?
Well, it is just like our advertising and public relations agencies. Although we are one of the world's largest branding companies, we will never do our own advertising. An agency is going to attract world-class creatives. It is harder for us to do that because world-class creatives want to work across industries, across companies, and across brands. The same is true in the design world. Great designers like to design across different industries and across different brands. So design firms will attract the best designers in the world.
What is the role of the in-house design staff?
In-house, we are recruiting people who have design experience and skills, and who can be good design facilitators, for us to connect the right outside design firms with the right brand and get the right strategy in place.
I've heard that you have also established an outside design board at P&G.
Yes, we meet with the board 3 times a year. They help to evaluate and critique where we are going with design in our established businesses and with upstream innovation.